For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. Governor Parson addressed Missourians yesterday with concerns over protests throughout the state. Following the shooting of four St. Louis officers late Monday night, Parson says that he will be ramping up measures to stop the violence.
I've called out the National Guard, and we're going to strengthen up the National Guard. And we're not going to have police officers. We're not going to have citizens of Missouri being shot in our streets in this state. And we're going to put an end to it. With whatever forces I have as governor of the state of Missouri.
Parson drew a distinction between what he called peaceful protesters and, quote, criminals and thugs. Parson says he agreed to sit down with young activists to work on policy changes going forward. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page warned of a new spread of coronavirus earlier today. Page is asking for unmasked protesters to quarantine over concerns about spreading the coronavirus. Page says not wearing masks or not socially distancing might reverse progress that St. Louis County has made on containing the spread. Page also said today that he believes President Trump is, quote, fanning the flames of unrest and treating the demonstrations over the death of George Floyd as a reality show. This follows President Trump's threat to send in federal troops to U.S. cities to quell violence earlier this week. Pat Fowler won yesterday's election to become Columbia's new First Ward City Council member. Fowler received 69% of the vote in the three-way race. She is a longtime activist in the community and has been following city government affairs since 2003. She says she wants to use her experience to become an effective council member.
I want to strive to do the best job possible. And I want to take what I've already learned about how city processes work and use that so that I'm entering what I call the middle of the conversation and not the beginning.
Fowler will be sworn in on June 15th at the Daniel Boone City Building. Current First Ward City Council member Clyde Ruffin did not run for re-election. Two new members have been elected to the Columbia Board of Education, edging out the incumbent vice president. The newly elected members are David Simon and Chris Horn. Horn says he will strive to ensure students of all socioeconomic classes are able to reap the benefits of Columbia Public Schools.
My long-term vision is closing that achievement gap. It really is. And there's a lot of moving pieces to make sure that it happens.
Board President Helen Wade won re-election in the four-way race for three seats. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.